Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's kind of hard to keep trying to make these, Mondays great again if people keep trying to kill the president, or the former president, future president, possibly. My goodness, here we are, 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your top story, second Trump assassination attempt. Law enforcement responds. After the attempt, they have caught the alleged would-be shooter, Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58. He was hiding out on the golf course with a gun. I believe it's an AK-47-ish gun. And just hanging out, just bird watching, hanging in the bushes. You can't help but chuckle a little bit. It is crazy. And I guess we shouldn't be shocked or surprised, because the left has not let off at all about the kind of names and the things they call Donald Trump. You know, if you keep calling him, Hitler, and remember I had that story the other day, he's the Antichrist, and if you keep pushing that kind of rhetoric, there's going to be a segment of the population, albeit very small percentage, but how many people, does it take to that are unbalanced to begin with, and they hear this kind of information, and they believe maybe they're doing something good? That's sick. This guy, Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58, arrested by cops in Florida after Secret Service agents saw a rifle poking out of the bushes. So Trump was one hole behind. This was Secret Service. They usually have, they'll have a team, a hole ahead, team, a hole behind, and a team obviously with the president. And he's golfing. Now, that's wide open space. That's going to be tough to defend against. It's almost lucky in a way that Secret Service saw the muzzle of this gun sticking out.
Pretty amazing, huh?
And it comes just about exactly 2 months after the shot actually hit the president of Pennsylvania. That was July 13th. On Sunday, he was rushed to safety as Secret Service agents opened fire on a gunman brandishing an AK-47 nearby bushes. Trump was playing golf. The would-be assassin managed to get within 400 to 500 yards of Trump, attempted to flee the scene in an SUV, but was caught by officials and taken into custody. I mean, I what do you make?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to make of this? I mean, what we wonder, the kind of world that we're living in. Mm-hmm. And this guy was apparently quite an activist type guy, and he's not some young kid. He's 58 years old.
Right.
One of the other stories I have, there's conflicting details and reports pouring out of official and unofficial sources, but Trump's eldest son, Donald Jr., said on social media that an AK-47 was smuggled into the bushes on the golf course. I believe there was also a GoPro camera as well, right?
Yep.
I'm just trying to put all the information together. And separately from the incident, CNN is reporting that Trump's inner circle were informed by intelligence officials this week that foreign adversaries of the U.S. have been targeting them.
Hmm.
So there's the whole, Iran thing that they're out to get him as well.
Right.
Hmm. The UK Daily Mail interviewed the son of the would-be assassin, and he confirmed his dad does, in fact, hate Donald Trump. He said his father hates Trump, as every reasonable person does.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like Trump either, the son added. But he said his dad is not a violent person and couldn't believe his father would target the president. He's my dad. All he's had is a couple of traffic tickets, as far as I know. That's crazy. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Good word. Good word, boy.
Yeah.
Good choice of words.
I know my dad and love my dad, but that's nothing like him.
I thought he had said at one point, I think he was talking to the Daily Mail, that, dad doesn't even have a gun. Well, you know, not anymore, maybe.
And maybe he didn't before. We don't know.
No,
we don't know what the whole... But apparently he was very pro-Ukraine, even traveling to Ukraine at some point. So we'll continue to follow it as we get more information. But, that's just a frightening thought.
Yeah.
If these kinds of attempts are going to be now... A regular thing. And of course, it begs the question of when are they going to up the resources and the amount of people that are supposed to be protecting him? I get it. He gets a certain amount of protection as a former president. He gets a certain amount of protection as being the leading candidate. But they're not. It's not like they're putting those two teams together. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, you got double coverage. No. And they need to change that. It's obvious. And once an attempt is made, all bets are off. He's going to get double what the best coverage would normally call for.
Well, a little analyzation. What was the situation, if you remember, back when Obama was running? Because if I recall, he got a little more security, possibly because of racially motivated attempts that could happen. I believe that he got more security than just the average candidate. Trump should, if for no other reason... The fact that he is Donald Trump and probably carries a little more cachet than probably anybody who's ever run for president. Ever.
Yeah.
Wasn't the last time that we saw two attempts, now this would have been on a sitting president, would have been Gerald Ford.
Right.
That we are aware of. There's the ones we don't ever hear about. So.
Well, and we won't get into it now, but Greg and I just happened to both see the same movie over the weekend. Didn't communicate about it until this morning. And we both saw the Reagan movie.
Yes.
And that, of course, deals with the assassination attempt on him. That was maybe a little more serious than I think they first let on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we've got that. We've got a big local story. It's official now. GPD has a chief, and it is Nelson Moya. He was the interim. Now he's been made the top dog.
Seems like a good guy.
I don't know much about him, but... We've got connections in law enforcement. You're getting a thumbs up. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I always have. Yeah. From the time that he was here, they were kind of hoping, hey, let's keep this guy.
All right. It's Monday. We're still going to try to make it great. And don't forget, you can get the Bob Rose podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. You don't have to miss a minute. You won't miss a minute of the show.
No.
Yep. Just click subscribe. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Good morning and welcome at 621, the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Monday, let's try to make it great, although tough to do. People keep trying to shoot our former president and hopefully future president, so it's hard to be happy-go-lucky on that. But we'll cover that top story. Obviously, we've been talking about it. Want to catch up on other things, though. Gators. Heartbreaking loss, 33-20. There was part of one quarter where the Gators look like a real football team, but you got to play four quarters, like all four quarters.
Oh,
and
details.
And so, yeah, is the head coach, is he on the chopping block? I'll just give you two words.
Yep.
I'll just give you two words, okay. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Lane Kiffin. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, the Bucks beat the Lions 2016. You know, I was torn from Detroit, but have been a Tampa Bay fan pretty much since the get-go, since day one for them almost. And, yeah, but the Bucks prevailed. It was a pretty good game. Let's see. Kansas City should have lost. They really should have. But
they didn't.
Yeah, they scored at the very end and beat Cincy.
It's because Taylor Swift was there.
Oh, yeah. Apparently Trump said he hates Taylor Swift.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No.
Yeah.
He tends to dislike people who dislike him.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Like a regular person. The Jags lost. Fairly close game, too. Cleveland beat them 18-13. And the Bills beat the Dolphins 31-10. So, some Florida teams not doing so well. Bucks, though.
Yeah.
Hanging in there. All right, and then the big local story here would probably be after a nationwide search. City of Gainesville pleased to announce Nelson Moya, next chief of police. He assumes a new position effective today.
Awesome.
And he's been the assistant chief, and then he was also the interim chief since March. And he's got more than 30 years of experience in law enforcement. So that sounds like whatever small perspective I have, Greg and his friends and that this is a good move.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
All right, there you go.
A lot of the guys and gals in blue are happy about it.
Well, that's good. We need good leadership in law enforcement. It really, really is important. And even if it's like law enforcement that comes to, you know, guarding a president.
Yeah.
And
that's important.
I mean, here we are. A second attempt. And that is just frightening.
Does the left call for, this is random thought. Do the left usually call for gun control when they try to shoot the president? I think they did the last time, our president, you know.
Yeah, this was, you can't say it's a scary AR.
No, but it's
a scary AK.
It's the other scary assault weapon.
Biden's going to talk about it. He's going to say it was an AK-45, an AK-32.
Oh, my goodness.
AK-77. Hut!
He thinks AK stands for Alaska.
Hey, Governor DeSantis says Florida will investigate the assassination attempt because it happened at, you know, a golf course in South Florida. So it's in Florida. And Governor DeSantis said Sunday evening that, yeah, they will independently investigate the apparent assassination attempt. The people deserve the truth about the would-be assassin and how he was able to get within 500 yards of the former president and current GOP nominee. The FBI, of course, is leading the investigation into the attempt Sunday afternoon by alleged gunman Ryan Wesley Routh to shoot Trump. And this would be from a fence along the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach.
But the way we know the how is because there's not the additional coverage of a perimeter because he's not a sitting president. That really is the how.
And we talked about that. And okay, so the rules need to adapt or change via the perceived threat level.
Absolutely.
This doesn't have to be a perceived threat level. The threat level's incredible. I mean, you've had two attempts. You've had one, you know, shot fired that actually grazed the former president. I mean, how much more seriously can this whole idea be taken? You couldn't take it too seriously. You couldn't have enough. You've got to utilize all your manpower and resources.
Yeah, I did see a Democrat, forget if it was a congressman or a senator, actually calling out for equal coverage for him that President Biden currently gets. So we'll see if that happens.
Oh, okay. So the BATFE, they're helping to investigate. So them and the FBI and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson apparently was at Mar-a-Lago.
Ooh,
okay. Yeah.
Wow.
And so he will, I don't know, they said everybody who's talked to the president since then, I know Lindsey Graham has, and I think he called Lindsey Graham before it even really broke in the news, and said, you know, the president, this guy is a former president of great, you know, great spirits, and mm-hmm. seemed to be, you know, down, per se, about it. That's pretty special, and he was even saying that. This guy is something special, and they haven't always seen eye to eye.
No.
But as of late, they've come together.
You see them standing together, you see why they can't see eye to eye.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Senior advisors for former President Donald Trump's re-election campaign are telling staff to remain vigilant in the wake of a second assassination attempt that unfolded Sunday. He's safe, of course, following the FBI, that the investigation, it was apparent second assassination attempt. I think most people are kind of up to speed with a lot of this, but we're talking about a guy who's not, you know, a young person.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's 58 years old, Ryan Wesley Routh, who was hiding in the golf course. An advanced team saw a barrel, a muzzle, sticking out from the woods and a fence line, and began pursuit from there. And he got away initially, but apparently there was a citizen that saw, you know, what looked to be, you know, kind of fishy,
mm-hmm.
and got the description of the vehicle and the tag. And that
makes a difference.
Definitely helped law enforcement.
Yes.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. Changing policies. Well, yeah, you have to change your policies because the world is changing, really. I'll tell you who said that and what it's all about. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Take a little look at the tropics just to make sure we're good, right? Radiant Credit Union, thanks for their support. We've got Tropical Cyclone 8. And that is off the coast of South Carolina. And it is traveling about 3 miles an hour to the northwest. But again, this is a Tropical Cyclone 8. And you've got maximum sustained winds of about 50 miles an hour. So, you know, it should hit that coastline, South Carolina and North Carolina, probably right there, maybe by the state line. And, you know, you're going to get, obviously, some onshore issues, coastal flooding, things like that. And then the only other thing that looks to be of a disturbance is Tropical Depression Gordon. That's right, Gordon.
Hmm.
And Gordon is way out in a, yes, exactly, in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Really is like
it's
the middle.
It's called nowhere. That's where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want me to do? Say it's like, well, I don't know.
Can we have the longitude and latitude there,
yeah,
Bob?
It's 950 miles north of one of the countries in South America. It's nothing to worry about yet. We just stay on top of it. It's what we do. And if it's, it needs to be taken seriously, we will do that. But 30-mile-an-hour winds right now may develop, may not. Which is interesting in itself because apparently they were really, meaning the climate people, the fear mongers, they were really telling us, man, this is going to be a bad year. Mm. The water's so hot.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bad. Really bad.
Penn State celebrity climate scientist Michael Mann announced in April that his research group's 2024 North Atlantic season forecast was expecting an unprecedented 33 named storms with a range between 27 and 39. That prediction has turned out to be a dud. Huh. Now, it's the season's not over yet. It actually goes through November 30th officially, but this is nowhere near what they were predicting, not even close, with Hurricane Francine hitting the coast Thursday, which is serious. The total number of named storms only comes to six. It actually makes it one of the quietest hurricane seasons to date.
Oh, they hate that.
Yeah.
Oh, they hate that.
It's possible, but highly unlikely, the season will produce 27 more named storms and make Mann's prediction accurate.
Probably not.
Very unlikely. No. Scientists can make successful seasonal predictions based on the climate information they have, providing grounds for trust in longer-term climate predictions, particularly human-caused warming.
Oh, the human-caused
impacts.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about those cows out in the field? They're, you know, they're mucking up the environment and the atmosphere.
Yeah. Here's what happens is people are starting to get a little tired of it, quite frankly, tired of the climate change talk and, you know, the fear-mongering, we're all going to die and the oceans are going to rise, when it doesn't really appear that much of that has occurred at all.
No, it's not.
Yeah. And so it's going to be harder and harder, I think. It should be harder and harder to push things associated with that agenda, especially if they're costly to American citizens. Yeah.
I mean, like Chinese solar panels, EVs, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, look, you've got somebody like Bill Gates saying, oh, we need to get completely off hydrocarbons. Like, did you say that while you were, like, flying in your private jet? Or
it could have been.
While you were living in your how many tens of thousands of square foot homes, plural?
Maybe it was in a yacht. You know, that solar-powered yacht. Oh, wait a minute.
It's not.
It's not solar-powered. No, it's
not. You could power a yacht with a sail.
Yes, you could.
But I doubt he's doing that.
No.
Anyway, with the hurricane season now refusing to produce the turbocharged extreme weather climate journalists have been warning about, now the reporters are worried that people will start to doubt the alarm overall.
What?
Yep.
Come on, Bob.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
That's
the hilarious. Washington Post noted that it's the longest stretch in more than half a century without a single late summer cyclone. Meteorologists, the Post reports, are wrestling with confusion and hoping they can still protect delicate public trust.
Oh, they're confused, all right.
Universities, private entities, and government agencies make predictions every year on what the season may look like, including a number of hurricanes and major hurricanes, and Mann's research group wasn't the only university entity whose models predicted an above normal season. They also had that at Colorado State University. And, the list goes on. But the predictors of doom and gloom have been quite a bit off so far this season. And that's, of course, a good thing, regardless of any agenda. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was looking at some numbers this morning, and it was interesting how in one of the areas they were predicting, like, you know, 13-inch rise in the water. It's like, didn't happen, this very little minute kind of thing. And one story even said that, the climate change, because it's warmer, a point that you've made on multiple occasions, is more people die in the cold than the warm. So it's actually been saving lives.
There
See,
you go.
You know, aren't you yeah. glad you're part of a life-saving story there, Bob? There,
yes, I am.
I think they must be listening to you.
That's why we like to share this good news.
Yes, we do. There's enough of the other stuff.
Especially on Monday when we try to make Mondays great. Hey, one of the co-moderators on the when ABC have the debate, the Lindsay Davis.
Yeah.
She's one of the two moderators. And apparently she's admitted to the LA Times that the plan all along was only to fact check former President Donald Trump and not Vice President Kamala Harris.
How do you even, two things, have that agenda and then say it out loud? Because, I mean, it's the truth, but man, that's just blatant.
Well, I guess there are people that are in powerful positions that when they say Trump is a liar, I mean, they really believe it.
Right.
And when the opponent lies, I guess they just dismiss it. But it is, yeah, that's bizarre, but at least she admitted. She told the Times that ABC had deliberately targeted Trump, and only Trump, because of perceptions that he had been allowed to get away with false statements in the CNN debate against President Joe Biden in late June. He was able to get away with false information? You mean like Joe Biden did with not a single soldier died under his command?
They probably didn't notice that.
Wow.
Which is why they let Kamala say that we don't have anybody in harm's way or in a combat zone right now. So they are consistent.
Yeah.
Consistently bad, but
consistently,
they are
like...
Corrupt.
Like, yeah. You didn't just miss the truth.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. No.
Your top story is another assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. We will talk more about that coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.
Mayor Magaville, baby. Hey, you know who we voting for?
We voting Donald Trump, baby.
Donald Trump, baby. America needs saving.
Oh, boy.
America needs saving.
We voting Trump, baby. November 5th, we going crazy.
November 5th, we going crazy.
Right on. 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Hey, don't forget, you don't have to miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. Just pick up the podcast, which you can get anywhere you normally get your podcast, including the Odyssey app. But make sure you click on subscribe. There's no charge, but that way you'll have it. And thanks for following along and supporting what we do. We appreciate that. The top story clearly is another attempt on former President Trump, this time on a golf course in South Florida, and a man was eventually caught, AK-47. This guy's 58 years old, Ryan Wesley Routh, and he is very left-of-center, progressive, very pro-Ukraine. He'd even traveled there before. No rounds were fired from his gun, as far as we know. Secret Service did, you know, attempt to engage. He basically ran away, and there was somebody that was paying attention and got a vehicle description and tag,
that
and
was awesome.
Police were able to apprehend him in fairly short order. So it is incredible, and this is going to lead the news, and it should, but it should also be effectively addressed. Quit playing games with the life of this man.
Right.
This is serious. And it's hard to take our government seriously when they are failing to really effectively protect this guy.
Yeah.
Now, look, they thwarted the attempt. That's great. But how was he able to get that close to begin with? If what would have to happen for this man, Donald J. Trump, to get the effective amount of coverage that he needs protection-wise? I mean,
yeah.
And they make excuses and they play games. One of the latest things that I heard, it was from Trey Gowdy, and he said, I think Lindsey Graham echoed that Secret Service should go back under being under the Treasury Department umbrella, much smaller, much more accountable, much more direct kind of oversight, if you will, versus Homeland Security, which they are currently under, which is a behemoth.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of lost in the shuffle, too many layers upon layers upon layers. And that's at least one thing that they think would make things better.
That's a good idea.
In the Secret Service.
I thought about it. I mean, that was the original reason for the Secret Service under Abraham Lincoln, because you basically had fake money and they were trying to bankrupt, you know, make the money worthless. And so that's where it all started anyway. So,
and they still do. They still do that work. But yes, not under the Treasury Department. So they're saying, look, take it back to the Treasury. Mm-hmm. It might be a little bit less politicized because you see the head of Homeland Security, this guy's a nutbag, this Mayorkas guy.
Yeah.
I mean, look, and I make no attempt whatsoever to show any respect for him whatsoever.
No.
This guy is a lying sack of potatoes, and I'm being very generous there.
Yes.
All right. So, with this guy ultimately in charge of that whole thing?
No.
This is the guy who, brought us the crisis at the border and then denied it, hardcore denied it, when the evidence was clearly overwhelming. So, yes, this could be one of the things that needs to be done. Now, while the attempt on Donald Trump should be on the front page and lead the news, listen to this.
Okay.
The State Department reports that Venezuelan authorities have detained a U.S. service member, Venezuelan Interior Minister Cabello. Said three Americans, two Spaniards, and a Czech had been detained on suspicion of attempting to assassinate Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
Whoa.
And stage a coup.
Hmm.
Cabello claimed it was a CIA-led plot. The State Department denied the allegations. I can't imagine them saying, I can't imagine them saying, you caught us.
Yeah, we did.
Darn.
How embarrassing is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, they denied the allegations.
Come on, just remember the Mission Impossible thing when you're playing the tape,
Right.
We don't even know you.
Disavow.
We don't even know who you are.
We're like,
yeah.
Yep. Never heard of that guy.
No.
Spokesman Matt Miller said, quote, any claims of U.S. involvement in a plot to overthrow Maduro are categorically false. Which category would that be?
All of them.
Yes.
Categorically.
Well, no, categorically I think means specific to a category.
Oh, well.
Right?
I guess it would. So in this instance, we're saying it's false, but don't ask us about another one. Is that what they're saying?
I don't know. But he confirmed the service member's detention and said that the department was aware of unconfirmed reports that authorities detained two other Americans. The service member was identified as Wilbert Joseph Castaneda Gomez of the Navy. This comes amid an international dispute over the recent Venezuelan presidential election. Maduro claimed victory while challenger Edmundo Gonzalez alleged electoral fraud. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he said last month that overwhelming evidence supported Gonzalez. But we would never take anybody seriously who says there's been fraud in election. Right?
You're right.
Oh, wait, unless it's in another country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Mike, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, isn't there a lack of confidence clause or something in the rules that if somebody has complete lack of confidence in a politically appointed seat, that they can move him out, like Mayorkas?
Well, there actually is an impeachment that you could go through, and there was an attempt. And I believe it didn't it get through the House, and then, you know, it died out.
But does it really matter? As you have also said, you pull him out, it's plug and play. It really doesn't matter which pawn they put in the position.
Hey, are you a lefty nutbag? Yes. Will you listen to everything that we in the shadow government tell you to do? Yes. All right, you're in.
Oh,
you're
hired. You're hired.
You get the gig.
That's about right.
Not too tough. Big local news. We have a new chief of police for the city of Gainesville. He was the interim one. Nelson Moya, congratulations. Much more to come and talk about on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. Good morning and welcome at 621. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always yes. Monday, let's try to make it great, although tough to do. People keep trying to shoot our former president and hopefully future president. So it's hard to be happy-go-lucky on that. But we'll cover that top story. Obviously, we've been talking about it. Want to catch up on other things, though. Gators. Heartbreaking loss, 33-20. There was part of one quarter where the Gators look like a real football team, but you got to play four quarters, like all four quarters.
Oh,
and
details.
And so, yeah, is the head coach, is he on the chopping block? I'll just give you two words.
Yep.
I'll just give you two words, okay. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Lane Kiffin. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Good. And let's see. Oh, the Bucks beat the Lions 2016. You know, I was torn from Detroit, but I've been a Tampa Bay fan pretty much since the get-go, since day one for them almost. And, yeah, but the Bucks prevailed. It was a pretty good game. Let's see. Kansas City should have lost. They really should have. But
they did.
Yeah, they scored at the very end and beat Cincy.
It's because Taylor Swift was there.
Oh, yeah. Apparently Trump said he hates Taylor Swift.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No.
Yeah.
He does tends to dislike people who dislike him.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Just like a regular person. The Jags lost a fairly close game, too. Cleveland beat them 18-13. And the Bills beat the Dolphins 31-10. So, some Florida teams not doing so well. Bucks, though.
Yeah.
Hanging in there. All right, and then the big local story here would probably be after a nationwide search, City of Gainesville pleased to announce Nelson Moya, next chief of police. He assumes a new position effective today.
Awesome.
And he's been the assistant chief, and then he was also the interim chief since March. And he's got more than 30 years of experience in law enforcement. So that sounds like whatever small perspective I have, Greg and his friends, and that this is a good move.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
All right, there you go.
A lot of the guys in blue and gals are in blue are happy about it.
Well, that's good. We need good leadership in law enforcement. It really, really is important. And even if it's like law enforcement that comes to, you know, guarding a president.
Yeah.
And
that's important.
I mean, here we are. A second attempt. And that is just frightening.
Does the left call for, this is random thought. Do the left usually call for gun control when they try to shoot the president? I think they did the last time, our president, you know.
Yeah, this was, you can't say it's a scary AR.
No, but it's
a scary AK.
It's the other scary assault weapon.
Biden's going to talk about it. He's going to say it was an AK-45, an AK-32.
Oh, my goodness.
AK-77. Hut!
He thinks AK stands for Alaska.
Hey, Governor DeSantis says Florida will investigate the assassination attempt because it happened at, you know, a golf course in South Florida. So it's in Florida. And Governor DeSantis said Sunday evening that, yeah, they will independently investigate the apparent assassination attempt. The people deserve the truth about the would-be assassin and how he was able to get within 500 yards of the former president and current GOP nominee. The FBI, of course, is leading the investigation into the attempt Sunday afternoon by alleged gunman Ryan Wesley Routh. to shoot Trump. And this would be from a fence along the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach.
Well, the way we know the how is because there's not the additional coverage of a perimeter because he's not a sitting president. That really is the how.
And we talked about that. And okay, so the rules need to adapt or change via the perceived threat level.
Absolutely.
This doesn't have to be a perceived threat level. The no. threat level's incredible.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you've had two attempts. You've had one, you know, shot fired that actually grazed the former president. I mean, how much more seriously can this whole idea be taken? You couldn't take it too seriously. You couldn't you couldn't have enough. You've got to utilize all your manpower and resources.
Yeah, I did see a Democrat, forget if it was a congressman or a senator, actually calling out for equal coverage for him that President Biden currently gets. So we'll see if that happens.
Well, okay. So the BATFE, they're helping to investigate. So them and the FBI. And Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson apparently was at Mar-a-Lago.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wow.
And so he will... I don't know. They said everybody who's talked to the president since then, I know Lindsey Graham has, and I think he called Lindsey Graham before it even really broke in the news, and said, you know, the president, this guy is a former president of great, you know, great spirits and seemed to be, you know, down per se about it. That's pretty special. And he was even saying that this.
Right.
This guy is something special, and they haven't always seen eye to eye.
No.
But as of late, they've come together.
You see them standing together, you see why they can't see eye to eye.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Senior advisors for former President Donald Trump's re-election campaign are telling staff to remain vigilant in the wake of a second assassination attempt that unfolded Sunday. He's safe, of course, following the FBI, that the investigation that was apparent. Second assassination attempt. I think most people are kind of up to speed with a lot of this, but we're talking about a guy who's not, you know, a young person.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's 58 years old, Ryan Wesley Routh, who was hiding in the golf course. An advanced team saw a barrel, a muzzle sticking out from the woods and a fence line. And began pursuit from there. And he got away initially. But apparently there was a citizen that saw, you know, what looked to be, you know, kind of fishy.
Mm-hmm.
And got the description of the vehicle and the tag. And that
makes a difference.
Definitely helped law enforcement.
Yes.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. Changing policies. Well, yeah, you have to change your policies because the world is changing. Really. I'll tell you who said that, what it's all about. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Take a little look at the tropics just to make sure we're good, right? Radiant Credit Union, thanks for their support. We've got Tropical Cyclone 8. That is off the coast of South Carolina, and it is traveling about 3 miles an hour to the northwest. But again, this is a Tropical Cyclone 8, and you've got maximum sustained winds of about 50 miles an hour. So, you know, it should hit that coastline. South Carolina and North Carolina, probably right there, maybe by the state line. And, you know, you're going to get, obviously, some onshore issues, coastal flooding, things like that. And then the only other thing that looks to be of a disturbance is Tropical Depression Gordon. That's right, Gordon.
Hmm.
And Gordon is way out in a, yes, exactly, in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Really is like, in the middle.
It's called nowhere. And that's where it's at.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want me to do? Say it's like, well, I don't know.
Can we have the longitude and latitude there,
yeah,
Bob?
It's 950 miles north of one of the countries in South America. It's nothing to worry about yet. We just stay on top of it. It's what we do. And if it's, it needs to be taken seriously, we will do that. But 30-mile-an-hour winds right now may develop, may not. Which is interesting in itself because apparently they were really, they, meaning the climate people, the fear mongers, they were really telling us, man, this is going to be a bad year. Mm. The water's so hot.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bad. Really bad.
Penn State celebrity climate scientist Michael Mann announced in April that his research group's 2024 North Atlantic season forecast was expecting an unprecedented 33 named storms with a range between 27 and 39. That prediction has turned out to be a dud. Now, it's the season's not over yet. It actually goes through November 30th officially, but this is nowhere near what they were predicting, not even close, with Hurricane Francine hitting the coast Thursday, which is serious. The total number of named storms only comes to six. It actually makes it one of the quietest hurricane seasons to date.
Oh, they hate that.
Yeah.
Oh, they hate that.
It's possible, but highly unlikely, the season will produce 27 more named storms and make Mann's prediction accurate.
Probably not.
Very unlikely. No. Scientists can make successful seasonal predictions based on the climate information they have, providing grounds for trust in longer-term climate predictions, particularly human-caused warming.
Oh, the human-caused
impacts.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about those cows out in the field? They're, you know, they're mucking up the environment and the atmosphere.
Yeah. Here's what happens is people are starting to get a little tired of it, quite frankly, tired of the climate change talk and, you know, the fear-mongering, and we're all going to die, and the oceans are going to rise, when it doesn't really appear that much of that has occurred at all.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and so it's going to be harder and harder, I think. It should be harder and harder to push things associated with that agenda, especially if they're costly to American citizens. Yeah.
I mean, like Chinese solar panels, EVs, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, look, you've got somebody like Bill Gates saying, oh, we need to get completely off hydrocarbons. Like, did you say that while you were, like, flying in your private jet? Or
could have been.
While you were living in your how many tens of thousands of square foot homes, plural?
Maybe it wasn't a yacht. You know, that solar-powered yacht. Oh, wait a minute.
It's not.
It's not solar-powered. No, it's not.
You could power a yacht with a sail.
Yes, you could.
But I doubt he's doing that.
No.
Anyway, with the hurricane season now refusing to produce the turbocharged extreme weather climate journalists have been warning about, now the reporters are worried that people will start to doubt the alarm overall.
What?
Yep.
Come on, Bob.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
That's
the
hilarious.
Washington Post noted that it's the longest stretch in more than half a century without a single late summer cyclone. Meteorologists, the Post reports, are wrestling with confusion and hoping they can still protect delicate public trust.
Oh, they're confused, all right.
Universities, private entities, and government agencies make predictions every year on what the season may look like, including the number of hurricanes and major hurricanes, and Mann's research group wasn't the only university entity whose models predicted an above normal season. They also had that at Colorado State University. And, the list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But the predictors of doom and gloom have been quite a bit off so far this season. And that's, of course, a good thing, regardless of any agenda. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was looking at some numbers this morning, and it was interesting how in one of the areas they were predicting, like, you know, 13-inch rise in the water. It's like, didn't happen, this very little minute kind of thing. And one story even said that, the climate change because it's warmer, a point that you've made on multiple occasions, is more people die in the cold than the warm. So it's actually been saving lives.
There you go.
You know, aren't you glad you're part of a life-saving story there, Bob?
Yes, I am.
I think they must be listening to you.
That's why we... That's why we like to share this good news.
Yeah, there's enough of the other stuff.
Especially on Monday when we try to make Mondays great. Hey, one of the co-moderators on the when ABC have the debate.
Yeah.
The Lindsay Davis.
Yeah.
She's one of the two moderators, and apparently she's admitted to the LA Times that the plan all along was only to fact check former President Donald Trump and not Vice President Kamala Harris.
How do you even, two things, have that agenda and then say it out loud? Because, I mean, it's the truth, but man, that's just blatant.
Well, I guess there are people that are in powerful positions that when they say Trump is a liar, yeah. I mean, they really believe it.
Right.
And when the opponent lies, I guess they just dismiss it. But it is, yeah, that's bizarre, but at least she admitted. She told the Times that ABC had deliberately targeted Trump, and only Trump, because of perceptions that he had been allowed to get away with false statements in the CNN debate against President Joe Biden in late June. He was able to get away with false information? You mean like Joe Biden did with not a single soldier died under his command?
They probably didn't notice that.
Wow.
Which is why they let Kamala say that we don't have anybody in harm's way or in a combat zone right now. So they are consistent.
Yeah.
Consistently bad. But
consistently, like...
corrupt.
Like, yeah, you didn't just miss the truth.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Your top story is another assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. We will talk more about that coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah, it's the mayor of Magaville, baby. Hey, you know who we voting for?
We voting Donald Trump, baby.
Donald Trump, baby.
America needs saving.
Oh, boy.
America needs saving.
We voting Trump, Trump, baby. November 5th, we going crazy. November 5th, we going crazy.
Right on. 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Hey, don't forget, you don't have to miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. Just pick up the podcast, which you can get anywhere you normally get your podcast, including the Odyssey app. But make sure you click on subscribe. There's no charge, but that way you'll have it. And thanks for following along and supporting what we do. We appreciate that. The top story clearly is another attempt on former President Trump, this time on a golf course in South Florida, and a man was eventually caught, AK-47. This guy's 58 years old, Ryan Wesley Routh, and he is very left of center, progressive, very pro-Ukraine. He'd even traveled there before. No rounds were fired from his gun, as far as we know. Secret Service did, you know, attempt to engage. He basically ran away, and there was somebody that was paying attention and got a vehicle description and tag,
that
and
was awesome.
Police were able to apprehend him in fairly short order. So it is incredible, and this is going to lead the news, and it should, but it should also be effectively addressed. Quit playing games with the life of this man.
Right.
This is serious. And it's hard to take our government seriously when they are failing to really effectively protect this guy.
Yeah.
Now, look, they thwarted the attempt. That's great. But how was he able to get that close to begin with? What would have to happen for this man, Donald J. Trump, to get the effective amount of coverage that he needs protection-wise? I mean,
yeah.
And they make excuses and they play games. One of the latest things that I heard, it was from Trey Gowdy, and he said, I think Lindsey Graham echoed that Secret Service should go back under the Treasury Department umbrella, much smaller, much more accountable, much more direct kind of oversight, if you will, versus Homeland Security, which they are currently under, which is a behemoth.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of lost in the shuffle, too many layers upon layers upon layers. And that's at least one thing that they think would make things better.
That's a good idea.
In the Secret Service.
I've thought about it. I mean, that was the original reason for the Secret Service under Abraham Lincoln, because you basically had fake money and they were trying to bankrupt, to, you know, make the money worthless. And so that's where it all started anyway. So
and they still do. They still do that work. But yes, not under the Treasury Department. So they're saying, look, take it back to the Treasury. Mm-hmm. It might be a little bit less politicized because you see the head of Homeland Security, this guy is a nutbag, this Mayorkas guy.
Yeah.
I mean, look, and I make no attempt whatsoever to show any respect for him whatsoever.
No.
This guy is a lying sack of potatoes, and I'm being very generous there.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, with this guy ultimately kind of in charge of that whole thing?
No.
This is the guy who, you know, brought us the crisis at the border and then denied it, hardcore denied it, when the evidence was clearly overwhelming. So, yes, this could be one of the things that needs to be done. Now, while the attempt on Donald Trump should be on the front page and lead the news, listen to this.
Okay.
The State Department reports that Venezuelan authorities have detained a U.S. service member, Venezuelan Interior Minister Cabello. Said three Americans, two Spaniards, and a Czech had been detained on suspicion of attempting to assassinate Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
Whoa.
And stage a coup.
Hmm.
Cabello claimed it was a CIA-led plot. The State Department denied the allegations. I can't imagine them saying, I can't imagine them saying, you caught us.
Yeah, we did.
Darn.
How embarrassing is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, they denied the allegations.
Come on, just remember the Mission Impossible thing when you're playing the tape. You know.
Right.
Well, we don't even know you.
Disavow.
We don't even know who you are.
We're like,
yeah.
Yep. Never heard of that guy.
No.
Spokesman Matt Miller said, quote, any claims of U.S. involvement in a plot to overthrow Maduro are categorically false. Mm. Well, which category would that be?
All of them.
Yes.
Categorically.
Well, no, categorically, I think, means specific to a category.
Oh, well.
Right?
I guess it would. So in this instance, we're saying it's false, but don't ask us about another one. Is that what they're saying?
I don't know. But he confirmed the service member's detention and said that the department was aware of unconfirmed reports that authorities detained two other Americans. The service member was identified as Wilbert Joseph Castaneda Gomez of the Navy. This comes amid an international dispute over the recent Venezuelan presidential election. Maduro claimed victory while challenger Edmundo Gonzalez alleged electoral fraud. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he said last month that overwhelming evidence supported Gonzalez. But we would never take anybody seriously who says there's been fraud in election. Right?
You're right.
Oh, wait, unless it's in another country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Mike, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, isn't there a lack of confidence clause or something in the rules that if somebody has complete lack of confidence in a politically appointed seat, that they can move him out, like Mayorkas?
Well, there actually is an impeachment that you could go through, and there was an attempt. And I believe didn't it get through the House, and then, you know, it died out.
But does it really matter, as you have also said? You pull him out, it's plug and play. It really doesn't matter which pawn they put in the position.
Hey, are you a lefty nutbag? Yes. Will you listen to everything that we in the shadow government tell you to do? Yes. All right, you're in.
Oh,
hired.
You're hired.
You get the gig.
That's about right.
Yeah, not too tough. Big local news. We have a new chief of police for the city of Gainesville. He was the interim one. Nelson Moya, congratulations. Much more to come and talk about on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.